This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNee. Demonstrators defied growing violence by Myanmar security forces and staged more anti-coup rallies while the UN Special Envoy for the country called for urgent Security Council action. The envoy says about 50 peaceful protesters were killed and scores injured just this week. Demonstrators have defied growing violence by security forces and held more rallies. The envoy told a closed Security Council meeting Friday that council unity and robust action are critical in pushing for an end to the violence and restoring Myanmar's democratic institutions. The Security Council took no immediate action. The junta seized power February 1st. The U.S., meanwhile, took action to prevent Myanmar's military from improperly accessing more than $1 billion in funds held in the United States. At least 20 people were killed and 30 wounded by a suicide car bomb just outside a restaurant near the port of Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, late Friday. That's according to an emergency services official. The blast sent plumes of smoke into the sky and triggered gunfire, according to witnesses and state-owned media. The blast occurred outside the restaurant near the port. A suicide full of explosive detonated at the front gate, according to one witness. Somalia's state-controlled Radio Mogadishu reported that there was also destruction of property and that police had cordoned off the area. No one has claimed responsibility for that blast. An Islamist group of Al-Shabaab frequently carries out such bombings in Somalia and elsewhere as part of its campaign to topple the Horn of African country's central government.